Get ready to head down south, way south to Australia. Say hello to our friend of, seems like 40 or 50 years, Joseph Chapelon. Dr. Chapelon, former practicing medical doctor, is one of the most unusual presences on this program, always has been. We'll go down in internet history for his one essay, if nothing else, Terminal Madness of the End of Times. And boy, did he predict it. We are, Joseph, now in terminal madness of the end times, as they were, times as they were. How are you? Welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. Can you hear me?
I do hear you.
Oh, good, because it's very difficult to hear your end.
Really?
So
are you having phone trouble?
Well, look, down here in Australia, I'm in a fairly isolated area, and some days you'll get the phone, some days you won't.
I see.
And it's very erratic all over the place.
It's all right.
Part of the war against the people, Jeff, and it's going to happen more and more everywhere in the world.
Oh, it's happening, you bet. We just did
an hour with
a guest last hour, and he talked with someone in the know, in the military, about this coming fake extraterrestrial attack on the world that they're going to use to try to drive the sheep into utter compliance. Those who have not complied yet will be leaned on rather heavily. That's the deal. They're planning on killing a lot of people, apparently, in this fake ET attack.
Well, if you recall what they wrote in the files there, down there in... just give me a moment to think about it.
In Mexico, wasn't it?
Yeah, somewhere there or near, further down. They said they were going to kill 7.5 billion robots, people. And the demons were going to take over with 1.5 billion as their servants. Now, that's the
one and one and a half, excuse me. 1.5, they're going to kill 7 billion and leave about 1.5 billion as their servants. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what they wrote in those files. The word will come to me, the name will come to me fairly shortly. Mm-hmm. I'm suffering a little bit of dementia like everyone else at my age.
Well, listen, you know what, Joseph? It's not, I don't think it's dementia. I'm going to share something. I have, I live about, and I just found, I did antennasearch.com. And I'll be damned if they didn't put up a 200-foot antenna. Not terrible. It's in the area. Let's just put it that way. And about 4 weeks ago, I started feeling a little bit odd. The brain fog. The words they weren't flowing like they should when I'd write or if I'd speak even. Felt a little out of sorts. Kind of wanted to sleep a lot. No, I didn't have coronavirus. But someone told me that about that same time, this particular company turned on the 5G component that they had put on this tower that was heretofore only 4G. So they began bombing the whole area, our whole town, like they are everywhere, with 5G. And I'm electrosensitive. And I didn't know they had turned it on. But they powered it up about the same time. So I've ordered some products, which I'll share with you all when I get them tomorrow, to help make me safer. So I think a lot of this is EMF. Short-term memory loss is extremely rampant now among everybody in every major urban area and suburban area and even out in the country. So I think we're being doused with EMF that causes a lot of brain stuttering. The brain isn't smooth now. It's odd how it's working. Anyhow, I would not think it's sporadic. I would not think you're suffering dementia at all.
No. I had a chat with one of the neurologists here, and I said, "Now, what's the cause of all this? We have so many cures where nothing's working." And all he could do was lift his shoulders up and said, "I don't know." He threw up his hands. Now, definitely 5G is one of the weapons they're going to use to nullify the brain of just about everybody. The Georgia Guidestones is what I was thinking about. And
yeah, yeah.
If you remember quite clearly, they wrote what they were going to do. And there's no doubt that given a chance, they will do that. But the matter is more complicated than it seems. Now, just very recently, I've noted that more and more people are waking up contrary to COVID vaccine, that somehow they realize it's no good, especially for pregnant women and even healthy children.
Correct.
Now, therefore, there's something drastic going on. What is going on? They've been spent, and the Americans particularly have spent some 30 years. I shouldn't say the Americans, I'm sorry. I should say the demons controlling America have been doing experiments on these, as you know, beforehand to try and get to this point. Now, they want to take over. They are not the normal people of this earth. They are demonic elements from class 5. Now, don't ask me how they can get in and out and so on, but the whole universe has been curtailed and has been encircled and has been cut off. That has been for a long while now, and they finally decided, as they're running out of energy, they've got to do something drastically. At the same time, the light brethren are about to break in and finish it all off. Now, whether people believe what I'm going to say or not is irrelevant. What's going to happen is going to happen. Already, 99% of this universe, which is an artificial and isolated universe, has been destroyed by dark matter. We are the last 1%. If you look at the charts, the various charts and so on that come on the internet and YouTube, you will find that that's fairly accurate, and that more and more stars near the solar system are being destroyed by this dark matter. Now, this will be in conflict with what the demons have predicted, that they will take over. It is impossible that they will take over because they are running out of energy very, very quickly. Now, let me go first to this COVID-19. That is an absolute fraud, and many people know that. Brasschek has been writing about it for a long time, and so have some of the other people interested in hematology. What happens is that they're giving false vaccines to treat a false condition, but these vaccines are very harmful. You see now already many deaths of young pregnant women and other people that have been given the vaccine. So it's obviously a terminal condition once you get the vaccine. This will continue more and more.
There are people who have now said, including Dr. Pavlovsky on my homepage, who said, I think it was him, maybe it was Tenpenny. I didn't want to repeat this because I can't prove it. But they're saying everyone who has been given the vaccine is going to end up dying sooner than they would have. Let's just leave it at that.
That's correct. The thing is, if you look at the biochemistry, or the, or what would you like to call it, the anatomy, the biology of COVID and what they're putting in as a vaccine, they don't even match. They don't, there's no interaction. There's nothing. It is a vaccine that is going to do all the damage. And everything they've told us about COVID-19 is a hoax, a terrible, terrible hoax. All those people, for example, in New York that died by the hundreds of thousands and were labelled as COVID-19 could not be proved to be that. They didn't want to show anything about it. They didn't want to show the pathology. They didn't want to show the death. They didn't want to show anything. It was a fraud. It is a fraud.
Right. Totally.
However, that's not going to stop the people dying. And the more they vaccinate, the more people will die. Now, let's get back to why this is happening. The reason is they want to take over what is left of the universe. That's the demons, of course. And they're complete idiots when it comes to knowing what's going on and doing what they're going to do properly. By the way, there's about 1 million of them that control the entire financial system of this earth, as you know, very well know. Now, they don't realize that dark matter is coming in at an exponential rate that so that by, I had given 22, 23 as the months by which it will rain that and will dissolve all physical, etheric, and astral matter. Now, this is very important to know because we are all made of physical, etheric, and astral matter, but some of us have got spiritual matter as well. These are the true beings, and they've made up only 8% of the population now. We did a survey in 1999. This is the final survey of who will go on to live more or who will just simply die as dummies, as demons and robots. Now, not all robots will die. There are 42% of robots in the entire population. Leave aside the animal kingdom and the vegetable kingdom. They are much higher. And they will already go because they've been promised this and are faithful to the light. They will go immediately to class 5 when this dark matter hits everybody. Now, the others said the demonic elements are simply idiots that are in this system, and all they know is to obey orders. They will just totally be destroyed by this system. And the other ones, which are called robots, 50% have remained faithful to the light, and 50% have turned to the dark side. So 50% will die off with the demons. That I can guarantee. The other 21% will go to a new dimension of their own where they will start off as mineral matter and they will be given the status of true beings. They will be given a soul and they will start from zero upwards towards the classes that are to be given. So the whole thing is set up now ready for termination and for future development of the true God steps. And that cannot be undone. There's been a minor hitch since I last wrote and spoke about this. There is a very slight delay, and it could be as late as 2025. Now, where do I get this information? People are starting to wonder. Especially after my book, Death of an Evil God, it hit almost $3,000 US and it's over $2,000 American. Where did I get this information? Well, I have meetings with my higher being and others who have come down and we've worked together over many, many years, and this is the last information that has come down from them that they're ready to destroy this system, which is a fraud, a hoax, entirely in the next 4 or 5 years. Now, I can't do any better than that. I can't warn people any more than that. However, as I've noted, even in the small groups that I've seen here in Stanthorpe and Warwick and other places, the true beings and the awakened ones are definitely sure that it is coming, sort of singing a hallelujah when they hear this. They can't stand this vile, evil system, and they're very happy to go on to whatever it is. Now, the rats in the system, because the Dark Mother has been so quickly analysed, it started off in 1933, if you go back into the periodicals, they realise they have to do something about it. And as always, they give the wrong answers. And they say it's part of the building material that is needed for the structure of this entire system, which is utter and complete nonsense. If you look at the parts where Dark Matter has been, those sections are totally, totally destroyed. Mm. And there is nothing left. They are totally dissipated, completely gone. Mm-hmm. And so will our section be. Now, whether people want to believe that or not, I leave up to them. It's no point of saying, arguing a point if they can't believe it or won't believe it, and they think they will go on forever. So let them be. When it's time, they will see for themselves. Now, many, of course, will get very frightened at the end when they see this, but there's nothing else they can do. They are idiots. They are robots, failed robots, and demons. Now, we are now seeing more and more who are who. And it's very clear to a lot of us that these demonic elements are demons. There's no two ways about it. And so are the failed other robots. I hope you understand this. This is a very critical time in this universe. It's because we are now in the last 1% of the entire system. All the other universes are fine. They are continuing their graduation towards the higher light. And that's wonderful to know. But for this one, that was taken over by the robots and demons, it's the end for all of them. I hope that's clear enough. I can't make it any clearer at the moment. Everything we know and see mechanically, monetarily, artificially, is all going to go into dust. And so the saying that's in the Bible somewhere, that dust thou art and to dust thou shalt return, applies totally to the failed beings. The true beings are not that. They are still elements of the divine, and they will continue. And if they start to sit down and quietly contemplate and meditate, all they will get is joy, because they know what's going on, what will come on. And the connection between themselves and their higher beings will become closer and closer and closer, and they will have a sense of confidence that the other ones cannot possibly get. I know it's a very difficult time, but all I ask is for people to wait another 2, 3, 4 years, and this will become extremely obvious. The war that is going to occur is mainly due to the ones controlling America. And believe it or not, I'm sorry I have to say this, they are Zionists. They are undercover completely. You really don't know, but they're starting to show their faces. Now, they will go against, as they always have, the beings that control China and Russia. The difference is that now Russia is controlled by Putin, who is a double agent for the light. And he has mechanisms that will totally destroy the United States, and I've given this warning to many, many people of the United States, he will destroy them within 2 hours. The 800 areas that Americans have all over the world and all their atomic weapons are fairly useless to what Putin will now discharge. It doesn't matter where you are, even if you're a victim of that, you automatically get out of here if you're one of the saved. And you don't even know that parts of you are dead. You go straight up to class five, which, as you know, is the angelic class. And all these humans that have made it will become an angelic form. And they will continue their journey as to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and so on. So this is an incredible time in one sense. And when we get to the other level, we will not recall anything of this level. I've been promised that. Whereas all those other parts that I've mentioned, the demons and the failed robots, will be dust. They will have no consciousness. They will have nothing left. And we won't remember them at all. We will just continue in class five. I know that's very difficult to understand, but that's exactly what's going to happen. And we're very close to it now.
Okay. All right. Now, there are many different aspects of this so-called vaccine, Joseph, that you know about. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has identified, I'm told now, about 20 different outcomes of being vaxxed that can be fatal. That's a lot. This is an unprecedented issue. These spike proteins that the body is reconfigured to produce are synthetic. They are being produced by most all cells in the body. They go anywhere they want in the body, and now they're leaving the body through exhalations, through sweat, through all body fluids, etc. So this is their bottom line. It's their trump card. They think they're going to get everybody vaccinated by giving the people who take the shots the ability or the onus of producing these synthetic spike proteins, which are very toxic, and then passing them on to the rest who are unvaccinated. That's their plan. So we will see.
Well, that's right. That's how the war is going to start. The harm that will cause so many people will initiate a war.
Yeah.
And that's what they want, and that's what we want.
Yeah. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Chapelone. I want to play a little clip, Joseph, when we come back, of Cliff High talking about one of the side effects of this vaccine, which can cause mad cow disease, which can lead to millions of people staggering around the streets as zombies, because there'll be no hospitals to take them all in. Tens of millions of them, potentially. They'll be walking the streets. Hold on a minute. We'll come right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Dr. Joseph Chapelone. He is a former practicing physician living now in Australia, where he has always lived, but living a life of relative relaxation. I hope, anyway. Now, Joseph, what I'm going to do is play this clip from a Cliff High video. Cliff High, I've known Cliff for a long time. He used to be on this program fairly regularly. That's 20 years ago, I'll bet. And he has some things to say about one of the potentials of this vaccine, which is to cause mad cow disease in people. All right? Spongiform encephalopathy, which is not something you want in your brain. Okay? Sponge, as in sponge. It looks like a sponge. And you're done. You're toast. Now, the director of the Alzheimer's Association, this has to be about 15 years ago now, said that, in his candid opinion, about 20% of all Alzheimer's fatalities were, in fact, mad cow prion disease. But that's a big secret. And they don't want to do any autopsies on people who have died of Alzheimer's. They cremate them. They don't want to go in there and find a spongiform brain, because the secret will be out. All right, so here's Cliff High, Joseph, talking about one of the factors that will cause, in God knows what percentage of the people who have been vaccinated, at least that's the science as we understand it right now. I could be wrong. Cliff could be wrong. We don't know. But this is the direction in which the evidence is pointing. All right. So here we go, Joseph.
Okay.
This will, of course, ripple out, affect all kinds of healthcare. But a lot of the healthcare people within the greater structure of the Western world have been vaccinated, and so they're going to be part of the people that are being affected. Now, the reports of what I've called sponge brain, because I speak too many languages too frequently, and so my tongue gets all weirded out, right? It doesn't know if it's going to be speaking Russian or Italian or what. And so what we're going to be facing is an encephalotic condition that is called spongiform. And it's an area where the brain is actually caused little lesions inside the brain, where the brain tissue separates. And there's two factors that are causing this. And it's showing up now in people that have been vaxxed because of one of those factors.
It's showing up already now in people who have been vaxxed. We've only been vaccinating people for 4 months, okay?
Factors are the spike protein, which more on that in a second. And the lipid shell.
Now, the lipid shell is nanotechnology.
This lipid shell is what's causing the...
Very toxic, these lipid particles. They're nano-sized. They cover the mRNA, and in his case here, he's talking about how they also cover the spike protein and apparently the other vax format, AstraZeneca and J&J, not the mRNA format.
It's an H... My writing is terrible. I've spent too many years typing. The shell is the way in which they get the mRNA, get the mRNA into your system in one approach, right, in the mRNA vaccines and the mRNA products. In the other ones that are just the spike protein, they use a similar technique, which is to use a lipid shell to get the spike protein in you. In both cases, the goal is to hide the spike protein from the body because the body freaks out about it. Okay, so these two things here are causing the contagious vaccinosis. Which is where someone not vaccinated becomes ill because someone who is vaccinated, because of someone who is vaccinated in their close proximity. And the reason that that is occurring is because those people are shedding the spike protein, all right? And the lipid shell is causing that spike protein to be able to be shed as it is produced in both the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson and the mRNA vaccines, which are two separate kinds of technologies, but they both rely on the spike protein. I have not got enough data yet to be able to say how it's been affected by the approach of the spike protein use in the Russian vaccine, but I don't find the same level of that's another entirely different technology. Anyway, though, but I don't find the same level of damage showing up in Russian literature or on Russian media sites. So here we are. The contagious vaccinosis is being caused by the spike protein. All right, this is dangerous because this is causing this, and it's dangerous because the spike protein is a folded protein.
It's a folded protein, the spike protein. Very toxic to begin with, but it's a folded protein also.
As are prions.
He says prions, we say prions.
And folded proteins, because of a great number of conditions you don't need to know about or care about, are persistent. And so that's what's causing the contagious vaccinosis. There's no reason just yet to think that we're getting a prion-like problem here. Prions are little tiny snippets of protein that are accepted by the body and ultimately make it through the brain-blood barrier to cause mad cow disease. That's sort of an effect. So there is the potential that people that have been suffering contagious vaccinosis, if they were in that environment long enough at this stage, they may actually also be able to catch the mad cow or the sponge brain that's going to be affecting the people that have been vaccinated by the mRNA product, and maybe also by the other two. We don't know about those. But there is a reason to suspect that will be the case, because they're both using a lipid shell, although the technology in the lipid shells are different. But in one case, in the mRNA, we have nano fats. That's what these are. These are fats protecting the spike protein to get it in your body. And then the idea is that they're going to turn your body into a perpetual factory by teaching the mRNA how to make spike proteins. And then the idea is that because you know how to, your body knows how to make spike proteins already, you won't become ill from it. It doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, and it doesn't prevent you from shedding it. And now, in fact, it would prevent, you are going to shed spike proteins in all the cells and all the little bits of genomic material that we all shed constantly. And so it is those spikes that are causing the contagious vaccinosis, and we have to do things now to react to that as it's going to go through our social order here and erupt into a big scandal that's going to start propelling all of the forecast emotional building tension that's going to disrupt governments, institutions, the overwooing of society is starting now. It's happening now. And the woo is oozed in. We've got a woos situation. It's coming in fast enough that we're getting into the active overwooing here. And it started, as I suggested it might, as a result of the health issues that were caused by the bioweapon released in China, which was done for their own purposes and own reasons and so on. And they had their own collective karma to deal with, and their own internal power structures going on, or power struggles going on as a result of the release of the COVID in China. In any event, though, so I'm starting to get reports of people who have been vaccinated showing cognitive decline.
This is important. He's getting reports now from people who are showing cognitive decline after having been vaxxed.
Power struggles going on as a result of the release of the COVID in China. In any event, though, so I'm starting to get reports of people who have been vaccinated showing cognitive decline in only a few weeks. So let me think now. So this would be, in one case, it'd be 16 weeks. So 4 months. And the guy is showing cognitive decline, and to the point where he's not able to respond effectively to written instructions. So this is not a good sign. He took both of the shots. He reported some problems entering his awareness 2 months ago, and then both his interest and his reporting of those problems rapidly disappeared. So he was only able to maintain the reports of the problems for a couple of days before apparently those cognitive dissonance issues overwhelmed him to the point he was no longer able to continue the discussion that he might be having some kind of mental problems as a result of the shock.
Okay, you get the picture. All right, that is a potential that we all have to keep in mind. Joseph, pretty diabolical, this whole vaccine thing. Pretty diabolical.
It's amazing you brought that up, because yesterday, Dr. Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.
Yeah, Joseph Mercola. Gotcha.
Yes. He writes every day. He said, and all you have to do is put Dr. Mercola in search, and there it is. in September 2019, it introduced a new, more potent super flu vaccine. Now, there was four different types of viruses. Within months, the country experienced a dramatically elevated COVID-19 death rate.
Okay, hold on, Joseph. Hold on. Your phone is getting a little fuzzy. Do me a favor, speak a little more slowly, and turn your head 90 degrees. Let's see if the antenna will work a little better from a different...
Okay? I might have to change position.
That's better. That's better right now.
Yeah,
just speak more. That's good. Speak more slowly. Okay, good. We did it. All right, go ahead. Yeah. Now, you talk about flu vaccine, Mercola.
In other words, it's there. It's been discovered. Now, the other thing is that, amazingly, within hours, last check that I mentioned earlier had said that a number are together killing off people, and they include Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. Now, these are corporations that have... scientific information that is killing people. They're giving vaccines that are definitely fatal. So there's no point in arguing the case. Now, let me go back a few years. In 1983, I went to see, Baba G. Do you remember Heidegger and Baba G?
Yes.
Yes. Now, he was a sort of little guru for the peasants up in the Himalayas. Anyway, when I went to see him, I had a couple of private meetings, and everyone wanted to know what he said. I didn't have to say anything. I just said, continue the work. I went back, closed my medical practice, and started off with this work, which had been prognosticated to me when I was 17 years old, and had started university when a holographic image appeared in my study and said, look, medicine is not your work. When it's time, within 20 years, you will be given the signal to move on to metaphysics. And I thought that was very strange, and I forgot all about it. Anyway, as the case was, by the time I was 40, I was already into metaphysics. I forgot about medicine, and thereafter, I started having meetings with various high beings. Now, people can say that's a load of nonsense, you can believe it or not. That's not the point. The point is that things started to happen. By 1985, I was ready to write a mountain of books explaining a lot of the things that were going on in this earth. Now, that information was impossible to get anywhere else. For example, that death of an evil god was also one of the books that I wrote. And this was all to come. That was in 1985. That's now 35 years ago. Hmm. And with the final date given as 2035, but earlier if at all possible. So you see, there is a continuity of all this, and it's exactly as they prescribed and as I wrote. It's interesting now that the scientists are coming out with exactly the same thing that I had said about the dark matter, although they're calling it, for now, the viruses that are included in COVID-19. It doesn't matter what they put in, different viruses, different things, mRNA and so on, they'll get the same result, death of the individuals. In other words, until they get 7.5 million dead, that's what they think. Now, the truth of the matter is that finally we're all going down in the physical form. Don't forget, it's only the physical universe that is being totally destroyed, and that is the physical, the etheric, and the astral. Thereafter, these will collapse, and the true beings with the true souls will just move on to class 5. It's as simple as that. And they will see themselves in angelic forms and forget all about this physical manifestation. I don't know whether that's understandable by the majority of people, but some are starting to realize that that is the case. Now, I've noticed more and more angelic forms down here, and they are helping humanity. The small portion of humanity that is supposed to make the jump without saying anything. It's just the energy exchange of what is going on. So this vaccination and so on is merely a bad step for us to go on to better things. And eventually they will kill everything, these other vaccines and so on. Now, don't think they just started now. They started over 30 years ago. I remember actually visiting a laboratory in Eastern Africa where they were, the aliens were making these things in the hope of finding some sort of scheme to eradicate most of humanity. Eventually, the government of that country discovered them and asked them to clear out, kick them out, in other words. So sure. They went back to America, where they did more and more investigations into the eastern coast, and there they discovered COVID. And it's been going on for many years, never quite sure what they were doing. When they were ready, they transferred it to China, secretly, of course, in the hope that they would be able to blame China, as you now see with Trump and all that, he's hocus-pocus, and start a war with China, because that was the maximal number of people to start killing. But, of course, this war is not going to go in their favour. And all the wars that the aliens that control the United States of America have always lost to the aliens that control China. Now, this is a fact. I can tell you this as a fact. Over many, many years, of course, thousands of years. So yeah. Now we've come to the end of it all, and it doesn't matter what you do with these vaccines and how you die. The war is going to kill a lot of people in the world, and it's good for them in the sense that they will simply spring up in the class 5 stratum, in other words, class 5 plane. And the others who have no spiritual aspects to their bodies will simply return to dust. And this is where we must understand that even though we die, it's only the physical aspect that dies. The rest of us go to the spiritual aspect. And I can't make this more certain than anything. Now, you obviously know by now that I have certain privileged information between the higher beings and myself. And this is what they tell me. At times there are shortages of function. At times they progress faster. But at the moment, it was to be early 2023 when the whole thing would collapse. But now it's been a little extended because of various factors. So in all, I can tell you for now today that somewhere between now and 2025, we'll all be gone. And we will start a new career as angelic forms. Now, that's the most beautiful thing that can happen, of course, to those true beings and those that have remained faithful. And the other ones will just be rotting dust. And that's all, because that's what they started as, and that's what they will be. I know this is getting a bit higher than the level that you perhaps wanted to speak about with the viruses and so on. But they're minimal, and they're actually a good use for us to step up to the next level. Can you understand what I mean? So No pain, no fear, and everything is going to be wonderful for the true beings. Now, how do I know all this? How can we tell that it's going to be good for them? Well, I've spoken to numerous beings that are friends of mine that have gone through that level, and they're in the higher classes of still this fake universe, and they said, when is it coming? It's coming shortly. I know. Well done. Good work. One of them was a chap I went to school with more than 50 years ago, and I was curious to know how come he came to ask me how. He had died as a young man. He was actually in the same football team, would you believe? And he remembered me, and he came to a being, a psychic, and I'd never heard of him. For 50 years, and he said, I'm waiting. It sounds like it's going to be wonderful. And I said, yes, it's going to be wonderful, exactly that. And so is my whole family there, and I've chatted with them. And you can't make these things up, especially when the psychic doesn't know a thing about you or your family or anyone, and yet she comes out with the exact names and so on and so forth, and what they're doing and where they are and what they're expecting. So we have to see that there's a greater reality than this idiotic place that we're caught in. And, you know, most people don't live over 100.
Yeah.
Because they're programmed to live less than that. It's just the way things are. And now we'll see the end of it all, and soon, very soon, we're going to be in a true heavenly abode. Now, I want to go back to the animals for just a second, if we have got a second. The animals are a special class, a special class. A lot of them are human, whether you want to believe it or not. They've come in for a short term because it's a lot quicker to get things done as animals than they are humans. But the majority are human class. So that is a fascinating thing to do. And it's a pity that so many are slaughtered and killed for food, which should have never been the case.
So
when I found out over 40 years ago, I stopped eating animals for that reason. And when you get pets, you can get a connection that you can't get with others.
I got it. I gotcha. Very good.
Yeah, Joseph, they will be human.
We'll keep watching this and have you on here again fairly soon. These are truly, in many ways, presenting as they are the end times. So we'll watch. There's just incredible things going on. Thank you. You be well.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Dr. Joseph Chapelon, former MD, still is an MD, and Monday in the can. Back with you tomorrow night. Talk then.